As I could not see their winning play, and I don't still, the demographics of the country being against them, I'd made the unwise assumption that the global power guys had written off the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Unwise, as their doing so runs against character. I should have known better. That they are terrified of Hillary is evidenced by their decades of attacking her. And by the way, it must be addressed that a significant number of us, of we the people, still, despite the evidence of our reason, seem willing to say that the media is biased to the right, rather than admit it is global powers, Department of Propaganda. Our reason guides us true when there's a single message battered into us against all other interpretations with multiple global power objectives being served across all available media. That is orchestration. And where there is orchestration, there is direction by power. And as we've had this totalitarian system of class for some time now, and class for millennia, we've had time to appreciate how deep is their obsession with winning, with being the so-called best, and with manipulating events to create the appearance that they have achieved this. We've had time to study and discuss, therefore, that they have cultivated a wide range of clandestine tactics. And we've had time to trust the conclusion of our reason that where there is orchestration of media, we are seeing the hidden hand of the power guys who hide ensconced in layers in order to perpetuate the illusion, the theater. Theater, it is the political arena. The power guys love to invent stories, love to construct scenes, which they make you see repeatedly. When you are made a target. And I'm convinced that they imagine themselves artists. A thought which always brings to mind the art museum scene in the Tim Burton film Batman, in which the Joker, played by Jack Nicholson, dancing about to Prince singing Party Man, says to a woman he's trying to impress, "I make art. Till someone dies. I am the world's first fully functioning homicidal artist." We mustn't compare ourselves to regular people. We're artists. You will take pictures of my work. Join me in the avant-garde of the new aesthetic. Thinking of it now, that scene, I can see why it would appeal to Prince, why he'd be drawn to it. I can't tell you how many times that scene has come to me as capturing perfectly the mindset and self-assessment of the power guys. I like this scene as a metaphor for power also because it conveys the truth that the power guys all want us to be happy, quote unquote, to wear a big smile, be happy slaves. You hear in the Joker's words these that follow of Hitler's. Quote from Hitler, "My pedagogy is hard. What is weak must be hammered away. In my fortresses of the Teutonic order, a young generation will grow up before which the world will tremble. I want the young to be violent, domineering, undismayed, cruel. The young must be all these things. They must be able to bear pain. There must be nothing weak or gentle about them, or the world they are making," the global statesman would hasten to add. Continuing, "the free, splendid beast of prey must once again flash from their eyes." And trust, they keep inculcating this mindset in young people. I've seen that flash. "I want my young people," says Hitler, "strong and beautiful." They're real into the perfect body, physical fitness, you know? to be able to demonstrate for all eyes to see that they are perfection incarnate. That way, says Hitler, he can create something new. And that was a quote included in Alice Miller's For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence. And I know she would include, and fascism. Why are they afraid of Hillary? Is it just because they know she can take their, quote unquote, presidency away from them? Or is it because she has their number, knows the degree to which the global power guys have infiltrated government functions, and so she cannot be easily manipulated?